never runs out on me. Save me.
stretches from one eternity to the other. Psalm 103 says this. Just listen and take it in, okay? Psalm says, but you, O Lord, your endless love stretches from one eternity to the other, unbroken and unrelenting towards those who fear you and those who bow face down in awe before you. Your faithfulness to keep every gracious promise that you have made passes from parents to children to grandchildren and beyond. I believe the generational faithfulness is in the room, as we saw, you know, children coming up and sharing of God's faithfulness in their life. I believe that it's a time for us to understand the magnitude at which God functions. From one eternity to the other, He knows everything, and His faithfulness persists unrelenting from one eternity to the other, from the very beginning to the very end. His faithfulness and His love is stretchable. If you're thinking that God's love is only for today and it'll end with your children, that's not true. God's faithfulness and His love goes for generations. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. That doesn't mean that He's a God of only those three people. It means God is a generational God who loves relentlessly. That generation after generation, God is going to pour out His love. The love that He's showing you now, it's been stretching from the time of Adam and Eve, since the time of Abraham, since the time of Jesus. And it will stretch on. It'll never run out. Yeah? So I think it's a time, as we sing this song talking about the God that I know, understand the God of all the universe is the God that we know, and He's the God who reigns. That means for eternity in the future, He is going to cover. If you have children right now, as we sing, just lay hands on them. Okay, lay hands and pray for God's love to stretch into their lives and beyond. Pray for the generations yet to come, the generations that are yet to rule this nation and the nations of this world. Pray for God to be the ruler and the reigning King of all eternity. Yeah, can we do that?
Not married, you don't have kids, but still in faith, pray for the next few generations, many generations to come. Let's all stretch our arms and let's be very intentional to pray about what is shared by Lasia. It's God who has put this in her heart. So let's pray for many generations to come, that everybody would be saved in our family, that God would just pour out His fruits of the spirit. Everything, whatever comes to your mind, just pray for the next many, many generations to come. Let's do that. Yes, Jesus, we pray for the
next. You broke the darkness with your light. You cast the stars into
You're the God I know, the God who
strong the hand that holds us.